As the legislature grinds away at the state operating budget, a few eyebrows were raised late last week in a Senate Finance Subcommittee by an amendment that added more than $100 million to the Fish and Game Department's budget for fighting the federal government's refusal to allow wolf killing on Unimak Island. Mike Mason reports from Dillingham member station KDLG.
The Alaska legislature is working very deliberately on both operating and capital budgets for the state of Alaska for fiscal year 2012. On Thursday, the Senate Finance Committee on Fish and Game held its closeout meeting on the budget for ADF&G. During that closeout hearing, Senator Tom Wagner from Kenai offered up an amendment to set aside over $100 million for use by the department.
It's intent of the legislature, the Department of Fish and Game, utilized portions of this appropriation to take steps necessary to protect the interests of the state of Alaska and the management of its lands, particularly for intensive management programs for game for harvest.
In a written statement issued Thursday, Senator Wagner said he introduced the amendment in response to testimony from an official with ADF&G about the ongoing struggle on Unimak Island between the state and the federal government over management of the caribou herd on the island. Despite the size of the set-aside for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, the Senate Finance Subcommittee on Fish and Game closed out their work on the budget and sent it up to the full Senate Finance Committee for their consideration. The committee will begin taking public testimony on Wednesday. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.